Dr. Caitlin Jetalina is an epidemiologist and biostatistician who finds that COVID-19 disinformation is coordinated, effective, lucrative, and costs lives. Her article, called "The Science and Business of COVID-19 Disinformation," was originally published on Dr. Jetalina's Substack newsletter called "Your Local Epidemiologist," and republished on Portside on January 20, 2023. Here is an excerpt from that article, edited for length and clarity. Rumors around COVID-19 vaccines and death aren't random. Disinformation campaigns are deliberate, often orchestrated, and highly effective in confusing people enough to change behaviors, like not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And it's a very lucrative business. Malicious rumors continue to be a massive challenge in public health, but there are things that can be done. Rumors, stigma, and conspiracy theories related to the COVID pandemic are everywhere. One study found that in the infancy of the pandemic in April 2020, they were present in 85 countries and in 25 different languages. The countries with the highest levels? India, followed by the US and China. Analyses have found that only 12 people, coined the disinformation dozen, are responsible for two-thirds of misleading claims, rumors, and lies about COVID-19 vaccines on social media. A scientific study published in Nature found that 1 in 4 anti-COVID-19 vaccine tweets originated from the so-called Children's Health Defense, which is controlled by one man, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Bots, or automated accounts on social media to spread online disinformation, are starting to be used for public health topics. During the pandemic, research found accounts that were linked to coronavirus information from less reliable sites were more likely to be bots. As Georgetown's Center for Security reported, amplification of disinformation campaigns will get worse with the rise of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Why do disinformation campaigns work so well? False information goes farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than the truth. One study found false news was 6 times faster at spreading than the truth, reached far more people, and was more broadly diffused. Why does false news spread so quickly? There are specific tactics used to ensure that information goes viral. 1. Leveraging social media. Our information ecosystem is very different than it used to be because of social media. It's a huge part of how people get their news, and it's the greatest source of health information worldwide. Exploiting information gaps quickly. A lie can go around the world before the truth gets its pants on. It takes an order of magnitude more effort to refute rumors than to invent them. 3. Failing to provide context. Vaccine rumors are intentionally vague. Specifics are not narrowed down. Conditions may seem the same to an untrained person, but are entirely distinct. Different hypotheses are blended together, allowing proponents to shift from one to the other when the data doesn't turn out like they expected. 4. Kernel of truth. Almost all vaccine rumors have a kernel of truth, something that is true but then distorted, taken out of context, or exaggerated. For example, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System does say that more than 18,000 people have died after the vaccine. However, this does not prove anything about the contribution of the vaccine to those deaths. 5. Sowing doubts about scientific consensus. This was famously done in the 1960s from Big Tobacco, companies funding sham studies. Researchers found this tactic was intentionally used with vaccines during the pandemic. 6. Exaggerating partisan grievances. Harvard identified the most common narratives of COVID-19 disinformation were quote-unquote corrupt elites, quote-unquote freedom from siege, and quote-unquote health freedom. 7. Presenting fringe views as mainstream. This was dangerously on display when the BBC invited a prominent anti-vaxxer on TV to talk about statins. But the guest instead hijacked the conversation and pivoted to mRNA vaccines leading to death. Social media is a domain for manipulating beliefs and ideas. The danger is that it ultimately leads to real-world actions, such as not to vaccinate. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that between June 2021 and March 2022, 234,000 deaths could have been prevented with the primary series of vaccinations. Why would people intentionally push a rumor? It's simple: to turn a profit. Disinformation campaigns like COVID-19 vaccines turn out to be an incredibly lucrative business model. For example, Joseph Mercola uses health disinformation to promote the sale of supplements, books, and food. During the height of the pandemic, he promoted a new website designed to prevent or treat COVID-19 with alternative remedies. His business has a net worth of $100 million. What to do about disinformation? Treat it like the public health problem it is. Invest, surveil, prevent, and intervene. Integrate education into schools like Finland, which has started educating their youth about disinformation. Researchers have found that education about disinformation tactics makes people more likely to reject disinformation. The bottom line is that 12 people are responsible for 65% of disinformation about COVID-19 vaccines on social media. It's coordinated, effective, lucrative, and it costs lives. This is true during the pandemic, and it will be true for other public health problems. It's a public health and biosecurity threat, and we need to treat it like one. That was an excerpt from an article by Dr. Caitlin Gentilina entitled "The Science and Business of COVID-19 Disinformation." Links to the full article and to Dr. Gentilina's website can be found on the Old Mole webpage for this show on kboo.fm.